I understand that you're one of the co-chairs of the Osho 2009. What is this?
Well, it's an attempt to bring together representatives from operating companies in the oil sands industry, researchers, consultants, and vendors to discover common ways we can collaborate on mechanical integrity problems. As you may know, reliability of our operating facilities is a high priority for us from a not only an economic standpoint, but also from a safety and environmental performance standpoint. So this Osho is an attempt to get us together and identify opportunities to collaborate on these mechanical integrity issues.
When you say mechanical integrity, are you relating to like downtime?
Yes, I'm basically relating that to the operating availability of our facilities, our pressure equipment, our upgraders, our in-situ facilities. We need these facilities to be up, 95 or more percent of the time to be profitable and reliable.
And what does it cost you when these things don't work?
Well, we usually talk in terms of millions of dollars per day for some of the key assets, some of the key pressure equipment and compressors and pumps and these sorts of facilities. So it becomes very expensive when we have reliability problems.
Could you give me a couple of examples of what it is that you're talking about at the Osho?
Sure. We're actually having focused discussion sessions where we look at the top priority issues in the various sectors of our industry. So we have sessions on the in-situ side of the business, producing bitumen in-situ with steam injection. We have sessions on upgraders. We have sessions on particular systems like water systems where there's big concerns over water reuse and corrosion in water systems that causes failures of boilers and this sort of thing. We have sessions on asset integrity as well, which are systems that we put in place to inspect our equipment and maintain it and ensure that it's reliable. So those are examples.
Well, for example, you mentioned the corrosion from water. Tell me about that. What's the issue there, and are there any solutions that are being discussed at the Osho?
Well, with water systems, water is an integral part of all of our processes, whether it be an in-situ facility or an upgrader. And the water by nature has a tendency to corrode our metal pipes and pressure vessels. And there's a lot of, potential problems with that. The corrosion causes corrosion scales to develop on the equipment, which affects the heat transfer, which affects the economic performance of the equipment. The fouling and plugging can also lead to pressure, higher pressure drops, and therefore less throughput, less flow. So that's a concern. And of course, corrosion can lead to leak failures or worse, rupture failures. So there's a lot of problems that the corrosion can cause, and there's a lot of different ways we can mitigate that with the injection of specialty chemicals to inhibit the corrosion. There are better materials, alloys, non-metallic materials that we can use to mitigate the corrosion. And there's even operating and maintenance strategies that we talk about.
I find it quite interesting that there's collaboration in the industry.
Well, it is a challenge, actually, because there's a balance between sharing, too detailed information that could be considered proprietary, and the need to learn from others in the industry with maybe more operating experience or new ideas based on new technology. So it is a balancing act, and what we found in recent years is that there's a hunger or a desire for more interaction, particularly on the part of the operating companies. With the economics the way they are and the need for very high reliability, we need to be constantly talking about best practices and what opportunities there are in our company to look at these high priority issues, these high priority risks, and deal with them.
What role does the Alberta Research Council play in all of this?
Well, they're a wonderful broker for bringing us together. I mean, they're a real catalyst in everything from providing the facilities for everyone to meet to really bringing together, helping bring together all of the industry reps, the researchers, the vendors. So they are very much helping to bring all these groups together.
Thank you very much, Brian.
You're welcome. Thank you.